In the first tutorial, we showed you how to you can use the collect run command to collect data on a particular executable. So in that first tutorial, I showed that if you type the command, like say tutorial.exe, and hit enter with the collect command, that it would start collection, run the command until it exited, and then stop collection. And that's great when you know the command that you want to run to collect data on. But it's not uncommon that you're collecting some service or something you just don't know what's going on. The machine is slow for some reason, and in which case you don't know what to launch. And so we're going to show you how to do that case. And for that case, you're going to use the collect command instead of the run command. And you can see when you do that, you no longer have the option of sticking a command line because it's going to collect machine-wide as it did before. But instead of starting and stopping when a command began and end, you're going to explicitly start the collection by hitting this button and stopping the collection by hitting the button again. But before I do that, I want to show you. I want to, draw your attention to this help up here, and it's basically telling you that you have two options here. If you are going to immediately analyze the data on this machine, you can save yourself some time by not running certain operations called merging and zipping. But if you're going to analyze the data on a different machine, you need to do those operations. And the way you do that in the GUI is simply clicking this option right here, this zip checkbox. So if you're going to be off machine, you should click the zip box, and if you're going to be on the same machine and you want to save yourself some time, you can unclick it. If you happen to have done it unzipped and you want to zip it later, you can also zip files after they've been collected. So that's a possibility too. However, I'm not going to show you how to do it through this GUI. That's an option, and you're welcome to do that. I'm going to show you how to do it from the command line. But before I do, I want to say that there are a whole bunch of advanced options. You can turn on all sorts of different data collection options. You can do what's called stop triggers and collect, and you can modify the collection in various ways. And you can find out about these, as with all things, by clicking on these blue hyperlinks that will tell you more. So I'm going to show you how to do a different way of collecting data, and I'm going to do it through the command line. So everything that was available in that GUI is also available from the command line. So I can type, and you can find out about all the command line options by typing perfuse slash question mark. And it brings up this help, and you can read all about the different command line options. But suffice it to say that everything that was available through that GUI is also available through the command line. And the particular command that we're going to use is called collect. And just again to show you some of the variations of that you can do during collection is I'm going to use the no GUI command. As its name implies, the no GUI option is going to tell Perfview not to bring up that dialog box, and instead it's going to bring up this simplified one where it's just a command window, so it doesn't bring up any real GUI, and it's telling us that all you have to do is type S to stop. So it's collecting the data right now, and you can see that after 10 seconds, it's tells you that it's still collecting, and it also tells you how big the file is. And this is useful so that you can keep track of how big your data collection file is getting. Another thing you should know is that the collect command always collects in what's called a circular buffer. That is, it is a the buffer is decided to be a certain size, and by default it's 500 megabytes. And when you exceed that size, what it does is it starts overwriting the oldest data, and it just keeps going. And what this means is that you can run collection forever, and you will collect the last 500 megabytes of data. 500 megabytes tends to be enough for at least tens of minutes, probably three quarters of an hour or so of data, depending on your machine and what events you've turned on. So that's a lot of data. I don't recommend actually you collect that much data. Normally, you would want to be collecting data that usually a minute of collection is more than enough. And so don't collect monster files. And instead, just get in there, collect the data you need, and then get out. Now you can see that I've been collecting data for the past minute or so. So I really shouldn't be sitting here talking. I should be running my scenario. So once I've started it, I should run my scenario. Now, this machine happens to have an ASP.NET server on it, and I have an Internet Explorer page that's set up to sort of ping my server. So I'm going to go ahead and hit F5. Oops. And run that, and you can see that it pinged the server and it came back and it did that. And I'm going to do that several times just so I have several operations running. And pretty much I'm done with my scenario. So I can close down IE now. And now I can go back to my collection session and I can hit S and it will stop collection. Now, a difference between the GUI and the non-GUI versions of this command is that by default, the GUI version assumed that you are going to analyze the data on the machine you collected the data on. That is, it doesn't do the zipping and the merging. But here you can see that in fact it did do the merging and now the zipping. And you can see it's taking a little while. This is why we don't do it by default in the GUI. But after, looks like it took 20, 30 seconds, something like that, it's done. And so it's just telling me I can close my window, at which point I have this file, this perfused etl.zip file. This file now can be uploaded to or emailed to someone and they can do the rest of the analysis. There's also a log file that has all sorts of detailed logging information. It's very similar. It is in fact the same information that you would have gotten if you clicked the log button in the GUI. But since I did a slash no GUI, it couldn't put it there, so it put it in a text file. There are, as I mentioned, a whole bunch of other options for data collection, but these two, the run command and the collect command, will get you most of what you need.